The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
This land is your land. This land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
Thank you, Beth Connors, for getting me that record. I love it. Beth Connors, Mike Connors' beautiful wife from Louisiana, she got me that record. It's all about patriotic songs. We've got Big Crosby with the Fred Waring, right, Al? Is that the name of the group, Fred Waring? You know, I told you this before. Beth sang with the Fred Waring Orchestra. I didn't know who they were, what they were. They were huge. When Beth,
she said to me at the Christmas party, she said, you got to play it more. Yeah. I know, but it's Christmas time. I got to play Christmas music.
But I have a Christmas album, too. That we have not...
We have to figure out.
I think we downloaded some of that. Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. You know, it's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, and thanks for listening. We are here for you. I wanted to come in today. I wanted to come in Friday just to say hi and thank you, because the greatest gift of all, of course, is you being there. And I can't believe 6 years. In January, we will start the seventh year of Piscopo in the Morning right here on AM 970, The Answer. And I'm amazed at it. I mean... And I love it. The forum is just. I appreciate Mr. Crowley bringing us in. Jerry, you know, went on the limb. He said, hey, you gotta hire Joe Piscopo. And Salem Media went, what? What, are you kidding me? And Phil Boyce, God bless him. Phil Boyce put Sean Hannity on the air. Phil Boyce put Mark Levin on the air. Phil Boyce hired and then fired Bob Grant. He's a legend, Phil Boyce is. And he said, let's give Joe a shot with Jerry. So I appreciate it, man. And it's only because you're there. And we've had fun. We've gone to Italy. We're going to Italy again. The best is yet to come. But, of course, anything can happen in 2020. There's a lot of great things happening in the radio industry in the next year. So we'll see what goes on and where I end up. Although I must say I am tugged, and I appreciate your tweets and your messages. I am tugged to go into public service. I do feel a sense of duty. Joe, why would you want to run for office? It's a sense of there's a responsibility. I am a proud prisoner of my responsibilities. And the older you get, the more you feel like I got to do it just because it has to be done. And you want to be responsible. It's like being a dad, you know. It's like I so enjoy. It's the greatest joy in the world is me trying to be as dedicated a dad as I possibly can be, you know. But it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of patience. A lot of hard work. So, and do we make the foray into public office? I don't know, and I appreciate you, or do I at least we get involved that way? Or yeah, so anything could happen, and it's all good. And by the way, at 11:40-ish this morning, around 11:30, I'll be on Fox News with Sandra Smith, who I absolutely think is spectacular, and Sandra's with Bill Hemmer on America's Newsroom until Ed Henry does that, which is a great team. Sandra Smith and Ed Henry, are you kidding me? And so... I don't know if Bill's there today, but Sandra's coming in, and we will be chatting about a variety of issues on Fox News at 11:30. So right after, I'll run down Fox News right after this. So thank you for your nice Christmas cards. I'm reading them now. You notice I'm bypassing the tone of my voice. I'm bypassing all the negative news and the horror that just unfolds over the weekend. We went through it all for the last couple hours. So let me just accentuate the positive for a moment here. And this is Dear Joe, Frank, Alan, Debbie, happy holidays. Love, Arlene. Thank you. There's a card for us, Albert. Thank you very much, Arlene. We appreciate that. So they say Christmas greetings, everybody. Here's something from my friends. It has a picture of the nice family all together. The 12 days of Christmas, celebrating the season as Catholics. And I'm giving this to Al Gattula. Here.
That's go okay. Ahead, Al,
I'm
go
good.
Ahead,
yeah, I know
praise
all about it.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus, Al Gattula.
Thank you.
Our
thank
Sunday
you. Do that in like a horror show type of like voice. It really wouldn't even want me to embrace Catholicism
praise
the way
Jesus.
You do it.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah. Or Joel Osteen, at least. You know, he's got the squinty eyes, but at least he comes across a little bit better. No,
he's great.
That whole squinty eye thing I don't get. But, I don't get that.
No,
because Jesus, and his eyes are... Hey, dude, open up the eyes. Look around.
I
maybe
see,
open up that church when there was flooding in Houston.
No. With Joel Osteen, he goes...
Mattress to, Matt, he no go, problem. Come go, in. Stay as long as you want. Joel Osteen, millions
man,
of dollars.
Matt,
you know
Matt,
what?
Jim McAvoy, one of the great right. Americans of all time.
Just
really.
Saying. Just
no,
saying.
No. When Joel goes up and he lifts his head up, and I know it's radio, so you know, and he kind of closes his eyes.
Like, what's he doing?
And blinks his eyes. Well, he's bringing Jesus to us, man.
He's communicating.
He's getting
is that
into
what you're
it.
Telling me?
Let me tell you something.
Such
I don't
a scene in Star
I don't
Trek.
See
that was like
cards.
Episode 32 in Star Trek when Spock melded with the Horda. I mean, come on, stop.
I don't see. Someone thinks there should be a hologram on the new Star Trek. By the way, the new
is that
one.
Right?
Yeah, yes. Somebody tweeted me. It was great. But I don't know how Joel Osteen. We can we reach out to him? He'll never come on the show. But I'll tell you what, he is a fascinating, spectacular speaker.
We have to get him in studio though, because I want him to look at me and try and convert me.
Wow.
Yeah.
If
see, if he does that, forget
the
it.
Power, Jesus.
I need you to look at me, not look away.
God has.
I know
the
I'm
journey.
Hideous, but my goodness.
God has the journey laid out for you, Al Gattula.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's good. That's good.
I want you not to be upset about the little things in life.
Oh, now you look like you're having a stroke. I mean, it's a little different. The first part,
I'll
you
work.
Were good.
God forbid.
The second part, you look like, you know, get the defibrillator. He's going.
God forbid. Listen.
You know, get the eye drops.
I'm getting close. Yeah. Get
not,
the
only,
eye drops.
Not only did he look like, I mean, the head started tilting one way, which, you know, that's not good.
Praise Jesus. Yeah. So, Joel Osteen. How does he do it without a cue card? I don't see notes. I don't see a teleprompter. Let me tell you, while we're talking about evangelical preachers who are great, and again, he ran into some problems, but I'm talking about performance-wise, the greatest of all time, you know what I'm going to say. And don't think about his personal life or the bad things that he's done. Performance-wise, the single greatest preacher of all time. Can you know, Matt? Do you know anything? Anything?
Father Guido Sarducci.
No, Jimmy Swaggart.
Yeah, Swaggart's the man.
Swaggart
the man.
Swaggart knew how to captivate an audience. That's for
so
sure.
So I'm flipping around. I never have time to watch television. I haven't watched television since like September. So literally, except for the news. So I sit down, I go, let me flick around, and I see Jimmy Swaggart. I said, Jimmy Swaggart. So they had old Jimmy Swaggart on. Mm. I am convinced that when I watch Bruce Springsteen go into the E Street Band, when he used to introduce the big band, and he would say, Roy Bittan on piano. Mm. And I feel Bruce got that from Jimmy Swaggart. And then Bruce would do a little, like, gospel kind of dance on stage. I think he got it, from Jimmy Swaggart, because Swaggart was brilliant in the day when he was younger doing that. Yet then I go back the other day.
Before he sinned.
I know, listen.
Tears are rolling down his eyes.
That's good, man. Good.
I'm so excited. Glasses.
The Swaggart goes on. He's on the other day. Now he's older and he's got the gray hair. He's still got it, man. And I know he went to the House of Ill Repute or something somewhere, and he had some girl. But all that aside, as performance, this is the guy. To this day, this guy, Jimmy Swaggart, you know?
Yeah. He was at his time in the 80s.
Oh, man.
He was as big a superstar.
He would get flush with the Lord.
Yeah.
He would dance. I love
he
that, man.
He would sweat.
Yeah.
Like rivets
yeah.
of sweat
yeah.
like
yeah.
flying
yeah.
off
yeah.
or whatever,
yeah.
you know?
But Joel Osteen's great. I'd love to get him on the show because he is just a marvelous, very meaningful speaker. And we'll ask him about what he does when he closes his eyes and he looks up like that. And he's just filled with Jesus. Filled with Jesus, Al.
I'm very happy for him.
Al, are you going to follow Jesus?
No.
After
I'm good.
I will follow you on Twitter if you follow Jesus.
No. That's all right. You stay on following
Al Gattula,
me. You stay on following me.
Matt, remember when I was doing my preacher thing at the
Schmooze
Cruise? I put my hand on Al's head. The Lord has healed Al Gatula. He's healed his cancer. Heal Al Gatula. See, and I put my hand on his head, and Al got really scared.
Prayer works. I did.
His eyes got big. His eyes got all big. He went, oh, that was a little too real.
Well, we had dinner with Mom on the Monday before Christmas. And she was giving me the whole, you know, you really got to go to church.
She's pushing church, huh?
Always. On me, on my kid. She wants Jack to go to church. Mm. He's going to limbo if he dies. He hasn't been baptized.
Limbo?
And I said, limbo? What's limbo like?
It's a dance.
That's a stick. It's a dick, you know.
wait, she just looks at you guys. I missed that at Catholic school.
Don't be a screwball.
There's hell, there's purgatory, now there's limbo, apparently.
Limbo. You get stuck there.
Yeah.
That's what I said. That's a calypso.
That's a calypso purgatory.
Right. No, but I said, if you're in limbo, how do you get out? If you're already dead.
You got a duck. You're low.
Low enough. Really low.
And then you can get through limbo. Purgatory, not so much.
Yeah.
You're stuck in purgatory.
You're stuck in purgatory. You got to deal with a few people.
Hey, it's a quarter after 8 o'clock. So, you know, I'm very pleased to tell you, Chief Terrence Monahan is going to join us with great respect. He's coming up just a little while. We're going to talk about these increased NYPD patrols and the great job that the NYPD is doing. And really one of the most stellar law enforcement organizations, the NYPD, just doing a great job. So Chief Monahan, NYPD Chief of Department, will join us. Mike Lindell is going to join us in the next hour to talk about his friend Don Imus, Colonel Alan West as well. Coming up, Dov Hyken. My goodness gracious, I don't know even where to begin, and I hesitate to even go there, but it is so upsetting. And you know what's really upsetting is that I've been talking about it, the blue in the face. I've been talking about it for years on the radio. I said the anti-Semitic rise is akin to 1936 Germany. The same thing is happening. We're seeing it as attacks. I don't understand it. I don't understand how the politicians don't do it. Then it got worse. It's within the House of Representatives. How in the name of God do you vote for these people when they have people who are racist, people who are anti-Israel? I don't want to hear it. You can't marginalize it. You got to support our only true friend in the Middle East. Trust me, with that quagmire that is the Middle East, our only true friend is Israel. This president stands up for Israel. We support Israel. Not in the House of Representatives, not in the Democratic Party. They put this out there. And when you have Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib spewing hate to the degree that they do, it's going to inflame these wackos. Look at this picture. This guy, you can see the sickness in this guy's face. 31 years old. I'm not even going to give this guy credit by announcing his name. The creep cockroach went in and goes into a rabbi's house with a machete, for God's sake. What kind of world are we living in here? And thank God the police caught this guy in Harlem. In record time, we appreciate the NYPD standing up like that. But once you inflame the fringe like that, and then we could go to, let's talk about this gunman who killed two at that Texas church outside of Fort Worth. I mean, if you saw the video, did you see that video? Did you watch that video? It's so unsettling. First of all, do we know how he walked in with a shotgun?
No, we don't.
All right. And, you know, the bad guys, they always go, what are they doing with a gun? You know, the bad guys will always get the guns. Look at Chicago, strongest gun laws in the world. And look at the problem Chicago inner city has. So the bad guys will always get the guns. This bad guy had a gun. Thank God the people that took him out were armed.
Remember,
as well.
I asked you this off the air before we started the show this morning. When you walk into church, are you normally turning around and looking to see who's walking in when church service has started? No. You're paying attention to the priest as he's delivering the mass, and then he's delivering the sermon. You're not really looking to the back of the room unless there's a commotion.
Al, you know what?
Yeah.
Not me anymore.
Well,
I think a lot of people, and isn't it sick that we're in that situation?
Right. Now, there were security guards in there who were armed volunteers.
But they were in there, yeah.
They were already in there. Yeah. So, obviously.
Thought this was in the middle of a quiet town outside of Fort Worth, you know?
But look what happened, and the situational awareness of those people. The guy started shooting, people reacted immediately, guns drawn, took the guy out. I'm not saying to advocate that in every place in the nation. I don't think you should be doing that. But, I mean, look at what this guy did. Now, you compare that to what this sick piece of garbage did up in Muncie, that he walks into a rabbi's house with a machete and starts chopping people.
Yeah.
And thank God for the awareness of those two police officers. After one of the people in the rabbi's house went out, took the guy's plate down, called the cops, they were alerted. They knew what was going on and alertly caught this guy covered in blood. He had smelled of bleach. So obviously he was trying to get this stuff off of him or whatever.
Yeah.
And they took him out without incident. But this is insane. What are people doing in this country of ours?
Well,
what is going on with the hate against Jewish people?
And
what have they done?
And why aren't the people in the House of Representatives censuring Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib, the two of the most racist politicians, and they're in the House, they're in Congress, man? And why aren't the Democrats stepping up and shutting these people down? We'll go to Dov Hykin, and he will explain to us what he's feeling after this tough day yesterday in Muncie, New York. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, Debbie's out there on the roads for you, looking out traffic-wise. Debbie, good morning. How are we doing this morning? 20 after 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, good morning, Joe. Let's see what's happening on the LIE eastbound, getting out toward 111. It's an accident on the shoulder. Traffic pretty light so far this morning. If you're going to be taking a ride over to the eastbound Gowanus, still slowing down up through the Prospect, and we're still seeing some delays cross Bronx West out toward 3rd Avenue. FDR Drive South, slowing down, getting right down through the 70s. Of course, it'll be a little bit busy later on in the Midtown area. Right now, traffic is still pretty light, though, throughout Midtown. Let's go over to the New Jersey Turnpike northbound, the Eastern Spur. Looks like some earlier problems cleared getting up past Newark. If you're going to be heading over to 184 at Florida Grove Road in Perth Amboy, everything's still closed with an accident investigation. 22 East at Morris Ave in Union, an accident being cleared. And it's a little bit busy on 17 North at Paramus Road in Ridgewood with a crash over there. 280 West, the rapid exit 6 is still blocked getting into Livingston. And watch for some slowdowns over on the Hutch northbound, slowing down getting up through Scarsdale. Rain today, high of 45. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I'm so proud to announce that my dear friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have a brand new center dedicated to women. Together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Here, every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. And there's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology and, most importantly, is a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through their doors. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984, 908-994-5984, or visit their website at trinitasrmc.org.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, very special guest, Michael E. McMahon, the district attorney from Staten Island. Many law enforcement officials have been sounding alarm about the new criminal justice laws that will go into effect. Can you discuss your major concerns in the areas of discovery and bail reform?
Sure. If someone burgles a house on Monday night and it would be released the next day, could do it again on Tuesday night to another home, and it could be found in his or her pocket, a picture of my home playing for Thursday night, the judge has to let that person go because burglary is not a violent crime. So what the legislature did is it tied the hands of judges.
Excuse me for a second. I'm going to be sick. New York State is open for criminals.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, it's Red Kettle time. This holiday season, the Salvation Army invites you to join the fight for good. And I do, too. This is important. It's a fight to support the 13 million children who live in poverty across the United States. It's a fight to help the hardworking families across communities who struggle to put food on the table, make rent, keep the electricity on every single day. You don't think about that. You have the ability to help. Team970.org. We have been, you have been great. I mean, people donated. We're just a sliver away from our goal.
if we could just a little helps, a lot helps, certainly even more. It does a world of good. And you know what's great about the Salvation Army? It goes right to your community. Team970.org. We need your help now. I want to take this over the top. Team970.org. Al, what do we give? We're a morning show.
Yeah, morning show dinner. $1,000. Yeah. You get to go out to dinner with the morning show.
Or you want to come in.
You got to do it before New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we need it by tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you want to come in to the studio to watch us broadcast, we will allow that as well.
Okay.
But they
can't be in your eyesight. Right?
They could. I will put them on the air. If you give $1,000, $1,000, you know what I'll do? I'll put you on television with us on Tuesdays. I go around the world. So you can tell your friends, I'm going on with the morning team at AM 970 on the Piscopo Show. For $1,000, you can
You'll
do that.
You'll move that bag to let somebody sit there. I'm impressed.
This bag that has...
They can't eat your French toast, though.
I will make French toast for them.
What?
Well, we don't really have... That George Foreman grill that I kind of put in the back of my office that Frank got me, I will crank it up. I don't want to make French toast George Foreman style.
$1,000.
Come on.
French toast and get on camera.
Just call us. Where can they call? 877-970-2999. If you want to call, Matt will give you the breakdown. Charles is standing by.
But you got to go to team970.org.
If you want to give.
Donate the money.
$1,000. Boom.
French toast.
Boom.
In the studio.
Boom.
Get the hang with Joe Piscopo.
Just boom. Come on now. It doesn't get better
than that. I'll even yell at you. You'll have done something wrong, and I'll yell at you. How's that?
No, that's an extra $500.
No.
You want to get that's free. Ridiculed
by
Al.
I throw it in for free.
And you could pick the music for the show. Oh,
no,
my
you
God.
Can't do that. No.
Oh, okay,
there's no amount of money.
All right, I don't want to push. Team970.org. Come on, you can do it. We got one more day. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 826. Dov Hyken is a former assemblyman from Brooklyn and just a great American, a great patriot, and true to his heritage. And we're very, very fond and with respect, we welcome Dov to the show. Dov, it's a tough, tough time for you. We feel you. Thank you for your fight, my brother. And thanks for calling in this morning to the program.
Thank you so much, Joe, for having me. You know, we've been talking about this, and it's just gotten worse, worse and worse, more serious. It's a tragedy.
Dov, you and I, man, we've been talking about it for like years at this point. And you've been kind enough to come into the studio, and I've been saying there's an anti-Semitic rise that's very, very similar to 1936 Germany. Why is this happening? It gets worse. Nobody stepped up. Dov, you were the only guy. The president of the United States was there in his support of Israel like none other. Then this and all the politicians show up yesterday. Where were they the last years, Dov? What's going on, man?
Well, unfortunately, you're absolutely on target. Now with the tragedies in Jersey City and, of course, in Muncie, suddenly a lot more reaction. But the question is anything going to really, is it going to make a difference? Is there going to be concrete? You know, the thing I have asked again and again, what's the plan? What exactly is the governor, the mayor? What are they planning to do? I want to know A, B, C, D. When there's an epidemic, when there's a crisis, you know, there's a plan, there's a plot. You sit down with the experts and you try to figure out how can we make things better. I'm not talking about solving the problem. No one can solve the problem of hate, but we can make things dramatically better. And one thing I can tell you, Joe, is not going to work. Blaming Donald Trump just doesn't work.
Yeah.
You don't like Donald Trump, your business. But he has nothing to do with the hate that is going on in New York, in New Jersey. We know the people who are involved in that hate. They're not, you know, people on the right. You can't blame the president of the United States. And, you know, Joe, another fascinating thing, as the mayor and the governor both did that yesterday, the people in these communities who are being victimized, be it Williamsburg, Crown Heights, Borough Park, all these areas, Jersey City and Muncie, they love the president.
Yeah.
They love the president.
That's a good point.
They think he has been a fabulous friend of the Jewish people.
Yeah.
So, and they're Democrats, most of them.
Yeah.
But they love the president. So to have the governor, the mayor, and others say, it all is the responsibility of the president. That's where it emanates from.
Yeah.
It's such chutzpah. It's such audacity. And you know what? It takes away from solving the problem. Because if you're blaming somebody else and saying, you know, it's not me, you know, the other guy there, you know, we got to do something about that. So, you know, stop that.
I know, and I gotta get you fired up. I thought about you immediately, Dolph, when I saw this. Eric Swalwell, of all people, he writes, anti-Semitism is on the rise in America, and it's being stoked by @RealDonaldTrump, his Twitter handle. Who won't condemn it? And then this you're not going to believe, and I know you saw this. Rashida Tlaib, one of those vile racists, and she's in, the enemy is within, Dolph. They're in the House of Representatives between Ilhan Omar now, and Tlaib writes, and folks still don't see the connection with his words, meaning Donald Trump, and how it ignites violence. He fuels people's anger and misguided hate. Did you see the happy Hanukkah, quote-unquote, greeting from Rashida Tlaib?
Almost going to vomit watching that and reading that and seeing that. But you know what? People like the mayor of the city of New York and the governor, they need to look in the mirror. Where have they been to condemn, to truly condemn the Linda Saussures of the world?
Linda Saussure, exactly.
I mean, she's an outright anti-Semite. Only representing someone running for the presidency in the Democratic Party, Mr. Sanders. But I want people to check the record. Check the record of this mayor and the governor, where they have been in terms of hate, anti-Semitism within their own ranks. Please check the record. You will not be able to find anything with regard to these people. And now they lecture. They tell us about the president. What chutzpah. What audacity. What hypocrisy, for God's sakes, Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a lot of courage, Joe, for the mayor, the governor. They get up every time there's an anti-Semitic incident.
Yep.
And they condemn it.
Yeah.
That's real courage, right, Joe?
I know.
They condemn anti-Semitism.
And you have to watch it, though, because, you know, you were always, as an assemblyman, you were always very organic, from the heart. And I think that's why you are a legend there. And I'm not patronizing you. It's what people, you are just a really so revered. But when Governor Cuomo, he is a smart politician. He gets up, and now it's going to be domestic terrorism. What a great catchphrase. What a great news bite. It means nothing. They've never stuck to, domestic terrorism. How about these anti-Semitic crimes that happen over and over again? And then the lady that knocked down that one lady, she goes in, she gets no bail. She's back on the streets. In 24 hours, she's back on the streets.
Joe, the people who have committed acts of anti-Semitism over the past year, you've read of some arrests. Some people have been arrested. Isn't it interesting, Joe, you've never read not one article about the consequences? In other words, what happened to these people who were arrested for hate, for anti-Semitism?
Nothing has
happened. Yeah. No consequences. So are we really surprised after what happened in Jersey City? You have a member of the Board of Health. I'm sorry, Board of Education.
Did you see that? Did you see
it? Did I see it? My God.
I was so embarrassed. You know what really seared my heart is that it was Jersey. In Jersey, you don't see these kind of things. In Jersey City, and who are these terrorists now? They were part of this terrorist group. Are we not monitoring these people online? Do we not see them? If I say something, I can't even get verified on Twitter, though, because I say good things about President Trump. They track that. And if I say something good about the president, or if I say give a conservative outlook, God forbid, I'm shut down.
Right.
But these people, how do they not catch it online? We're in a terrible situation here. And when I tell you pre-war Germany, we're here. We're here, Dove. You and I have been talking about it. The solution would be what, Dove Hiking? Because you're very solution-based as I am. What would you like to see New York and New Jersey do?
I would like to see the state of emergency declared by the governor and the mayor. You know, people ask me, why is that so important? And the reason is because it sends a powerful message to everyone. We're going to take this seriously. You know, when we had the flu epidemic or other epidemics, you know, there's an emergency. There are meetings and commissioners are called together and all kinds of things are going on. When you do that, you are sending a message that we are serious about this issue and we are going to deal with it. So that's number one. The other thing is, We've got to have an honest discussion, Joe. Where is the hate coming from? Don't tell me about the alternate right. That has nothing to do with what's happened in New York.
Yeah.
Absolutely zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yep.
Zero.
Yep.
So let's talk about why is this hate emanating from so many young people from the African-American community? Look, I watched the video surveillance cameras, okay? And we have to have this discussion. Where's the hate coming from? Is it coming from their families? Is it coming from their community, from social media? But if you don't have this discussion, Joe, if you don't openly say we are going to deal with this, talk about this, try to figure it out, how are you going to solve a problem if you don't even want to face the freaking problem?
You know, you're right, Adolf.
And what about consequences? We need to monitor these cases and make sure that people who commit hateful crimes, anti-Semitism, that there are consequences. Otherwise, you're saying it's okay to do that.
Yeah.
You know, people who are victimized, Joe, the 65-year-old man who was walking, imagine this, 41st, 2nd, and 3rd. Would you think that would be the safest place in the city of New York, near the United Nations, 11:05 in the morning on a sunny day? I mean, this man came to me for help. He was walking, looked at his phone to get the address in terms of where he was actually going for a meeting, gets punched in the face, you effing Jew. He's on the floor. He's getting kicked all over his body. This man will never, ever forget what happened to him.
Yeah.
People have to realize these are not just statistics. People are affected. Communities are affected.
Yeah.
Children are affected. How are the children dealing in Muncie who know that someone rampaged through the rabbi's home with a knife in his hand meant to murder innocent people and people because they were Jews?
And, Dov, why doesn't, and I hear it in your heart, I hear it in your voice, why don't Nancy Pelosi, where's Chuck Schumer, Mr. Israel, in censuring Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and these vile racists who go after Israel, not only Israel, but the Jewish community, who hate the Jewish community in the United States? Why Donald Trump's, by the way, you're right, the only guy sticking up for it and calling them out for what they are. Where's Pelosi? Where's Chuck Schumer?
Yeah. How about Jerry Nadler?
Where's Jerry Nadler?
How about all these guys? Let them do whatever they're doing in the Congress, but let them be there. Let them be proud to be Jews and not to compromise when it comes to hate. You cannot compromise when it comes to hate, be it a Democrat, be it a Republican, or be it anyone else.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what has happened. That has happened. There are two standards when it comes to Donald Trump and anyone connected to him. One standard when it comes to someone within your own party, your neighbor, your friend.
Yeah.
Whole different story.
I know, Dove, we're with you and give our love to the community in Muncie and whatever we can
do.
You have the Chief Terrence Monahan is going to join us momentarily. I know the NYPD is working so hard with you.
Well, let me just say about the police. The police are the best.
Yeah.
They are the very best. They are the front line between us and chaos. I love them. They're amazing. God bless them.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. And thanks again to you always, Joe, for bringing this to the people. And, you know, you talk about my heart. Well, I can tell something about your heart and where you are when it comes to these type of things. And I thank you for that on behalf of the entire community.
Thank you, Dove. Best of the Hanukkah season to you and to 2020 as well, my friend, Dove Hyken.
And a happy and healthy to everyone. Only good things.
Exactly right. Thank you, Dove. All the very best. Dove Hyken right there, a true, I tell you, he's a true patriot, he's a great American, and so true to his heritage, which only strengthens the United States. Hey, it's Piscopo in the Morning, 8:38, Chief Terrence Monahan from the NYPD. He's the NYPD Chief of Department. He will join us momentarily. Right now, Big Al has the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
41 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City's annual homicide total surpassing 300 for the first time since 2016. It's the second straight year of increases after the city achieved a modern era low of 292 homicides in 2017. This year's total, however, is skewed by at least 27 deaths that happened prior to 2019 but were not classified as homicides by the city's medical examiner until this year. Police in Freehold, New Jersey, looking for the person who drove into a house over the weekend and then kept going. Cops say a car struck a garage attached to a Tuscan Drive home last Thursday, blew out a wall, a door, and caused other structural damage before fleeing the scene. The car is reported to have severe damage as a result. Anyone who might have either captured the incident on security video or has released related information is asked to contact township police with the details. In sports, Jets beat the Bills 13-6. The Giants lost their season finale to the Eagles 34-17. Giants will draft fourth in the 2020 NFL draft. The Jets will draft 11th. Islanders come off a three-game losing streak with a win over the Wild 3-1. It was the Devils over the Senators in overtime by the final of 4-3. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. Let's take a spin, see what's happening here as you head over to the Verrazano Bridge upper level. It's an accident getting into Brooklyn over on the Brooklyn side. So a tough ride right now. Verrazano Bridge on the upper level. Brooklyn bound with that accident. Also, the eastbound belt out by Flatbush Avenue, an accident there to deal with. Traffic is moving slowly on the FDR Drive south, getting down through the 70s. And if you're taking a ride over to the Cross Bronx West, I see volume heading out toward 3rd Avenue. Hudson River crossings moving okay. 280 West, the ramp at exit 6 remains closed into Livingston. New Jersey Turnpike, Western Spur northbound, still slowing down as you get up past the area of Newark. So watch out for some slowdowns there as well. 184 getting out toward Florida Grove Road in Perth Amboy. It's an ongoing investigation. Checking in on the forecast. Rain today with a high of 45. Partly cloudy tomorrow. High of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. We'd like to go right to Chief Terrence Monahan, kind enough to check in with us this morning. He is NYPD Chief of Department. And just doing a great, great, outstanding job within the New York Police Department. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir. An honor to have you with us always.
Thank you, Joe. Always a pleasure to be here.
Well, give us a breakdown, if you would, Chief Monahan. All morning we've been speaking about the rise of anti-Semitic attacks in our area. There were 9 incidents reported in the city last week. What actions are being taken by the NYPD to combat this, sir?
Well, obviously, listen, especially after the attack in Muncie, and honestly, a despicable display of hate up there. We've increased patrol. We started increasing our patrol, actually, 3 weeks ago after the Jersey City incident.
Yes, sir.
And we're now sending even more people within the 3 neighborhoods of Williamsburg, Crown Heights, and Borough Park specifically, but also into other Jewish neighborhoods throughout the city. You're going to see increased uniform presence in all of those locations. You're going to see some of our heavy weapons teams from our SRG and our critical response commands will also be out there. There's going to be a very visible presence in and around all those neighborhoods, in and around all houses of worship throughout the city. This is something that we can't allow to happen in this city or anywhere where people get victimized because of their beliefs.
You are between Dov Hyken was just on. He said you are just keeping the civility right there, keeping the law and order right there, working so hard. Otherwise, it's absolute chaos. What's happening out there, Chief? Well, like we've never seen anything like it. And by the way, if you would walk us through the arrest of this suspect, I'm being kind in my vernacular, sir. But this suspect that went into a rabbi's home in Rockland County. Can you provide us with more information about the arrest?
That was absolutely tremendous work, coordination between all sorts of agencies. Our intel division, who responds right up into Ramapo, working closely with the Ramapo police, the state police. Information was gotten out on the vehicle that he was driving right after that incident. It was put out through all our units. It was done through our LMSI, our Lower Manhattan Security Initiative.
Yeah.
Where we put it into the LPR, so we get a hit on the license plate readers. We saw the car come across the George Washington Bridge. We got a hit on the plate immediately in real time.
Wow.
Put this out to our cops. We see him down on 145th Street, which, again, localized to a couple of different commands. We get it out over the radio to our cops, and a tremendous job by police officers Radzinwer and Matera from the 3-2 precinct, who, based on all the alerts that they got, saw the car 5 minutes out on patrol and were able to stop him and take him into custody before he could cause any more damage.
Wow. Hey, Chief, how do you check the license plate going over the GW Bridge? By video?
Every car that goes through the GW Bridge goes past the license plate reader. You know, you go through the toll, it's reading your license plate.
Wow.
So automatically, within our system, we can now put an alert on a car. So we knew the plate of the car we were looking for. It passed that license plate reader. It automatically alerted our cops that it just went across the George Washington Bridge, which was able to really narrow the focus on where the individual was.
Well done. Sir, do we know how the family's doing, the rabbi's family's doing in Rockland County?
I'm not sure. I haven't been up there at this point. I know Governor Cuomo went to visit him, and the Ramapo Police and State Police have been up there dealing with them on a regular basis.
You know, Chief Monahan, Chief Terrence Monahan, NYPD Chief of Department with Joe on the radio at the 844. Appreciate you taking the time. I know it's a very, very busy morning, as always, for you, Chief. New bail reform legislation is setting these suspects free shortly after their apprehension. If the reforms don't go into effect until 2020, why are these suspects being allowed out, Chief?
Well, you know, I can't blame the judges for that. This is the legislature passed this reform, and if they don't let them out now, they have to let them out anyway come Wednesday morning under January 1st. So they're following the bail reforms that were set up by the legislature, you know, knowing that this is going to affect. Obviously, we have concerns. We have some serious concerns. But as we do in this agency, we adapt, and we will find a way to continue to keep the people of the city safe.
So, and last week, Chief, before we let you go, sir, an NYPD officer in Brooklyn was punched and wrestled to the ground. That suspect has already been released. What can you tell us about this incident, sir?
Yeah, that one concerns me. That one bothers me a lot, that entire incident. Stephen Haynes, the individual who thought it was okay to punch a cop in the face who was doing his job, arrested for assaulting that police officer. Now, that's one under bail reform that he's allowed to be held in on bail. That's a violent felony, and he should have been held in on bail. And I credit the Brooklyn DA's office and Eric Gonzalez. They asked for $10,000 bail on him. But Judge Hillary Gingold decided to let him go. You know, it's bad enough with bail reform that people can... Many people cannot be held in on bail, but when a judge can hold someone for a violent act, especially against a police officer, and decides not to, that's a problem. But at least as of today, I spoke with Eric on this case yesterday. Our cops are getting down to court today, and we're looking to indict this individual for that assault on the police officer.
And Chief, tell us about New Year's Eve. Looking good. I know you got New York locked down, sir.
Listen, safest place you could be in the world on New Year's Eve is going to be Times Square. We are going to have cops everywhere, making sure people could come in and celebrate. It's going to be a beautiful night. Our cops will be out away from their families again, making sure people are safe down here and making sure they're safe all through the city. It's going to be the first really nice New Year's weather-wise we've had in the last couple of years.
Chief, with great respect, great appreciation, we really so appreciate all that you do, putting your lives on the line every single day. Our love to you for the new year and all your help that you've done, and we always appreciate you joining us here on the radio, Chief Monahan. God bless you. Godspeed, sir.
God bless, Joe. Thanks.
Thank you, Chief Terrence Monahan, NYPD Chief of Department, doing a great job. And, you know, we support law enforcement unapologetically, all that they had to go through, all politically that they have to go through. I mean, you see, don't get me started. I tell you what, and this is not the chief talking, this is Joe talking on the radio. When you see somebody like, somebody depicting the police as pigs, when you go to Starbucks, when a police officer goes to Starbucks, and then they got to put the word pig on the Starbucks. Why are these people still working there? And why doesn't the head, even Howard Schultz, after he sold, he should just say, hey, look, fire these people, stand up for law enforcement. If someone goes in with an automatic weapon, God forbid, to a Starbucks, who are they going to call? The guy that wrote those nasty things on the cup? Goodness gracious. And how many of us have family in law enforcement? I mean, I don't even like to talk about it on the air because I don't want to put them at risk. The whole tenor has to change, and I'm tired of it. And then people wonder why we voted for Donald Trump, not to make it political. And it's not so much Donald Trump, it's just somebody who supports law enforcement. How do you not support law enforcement? Where did we go? And the fact that we haven't, and the narrative with most of the politicians running New York and New Jersey and California has been anti-law enforcement. They're blaming the police for problems they did not cause. They go into these stressed areas. And that vernacular, that narrative's got to stop because it just inflames the fringe. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 8:48 right now. Debbie Duhame's out there looking out for you traffic-wise. Debbie, here it is. We're going into New Year's Eve. Ooh,
almost
boy.
2020. I can't believe it. This is crazy.
I know.
This
new decade. Crazy. New decade. Wow.
Oh, wow. Man. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
You're still a spring chicken. Me, I'm an old guy. I remember every... I look around. I can't believe I'm still alive. A lot of people can't believe that, but here I am.
Stop it. You're not old. Listen, you've got more energy than anybody I know, pretty much.
I'm trying.
Unbelievable.
I'm afraid to stop because I'll drop Deb. You know that. 848.
Well, just rest Debbie, once in a while.
Yeah,
just
once in a while.
Rest.
One day. I had one day all fall. It was Friday. I did it. You know?
Good.
Debbie's out there looking out for you. 849 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's go to Route 8 southbound in Shelton over in Connecticut. Everything closed. Serious accident there. The roads are wet. Please take it slowly. Verrazano Bridge upper level into Brooklyn. A multi-vehicle hit over there. And the eastbound belt into Flatbush Ave. A collision still blocking one lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Debbie. Mike Lindell is the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. He wants to give you something back because he appreciates you building up MyPillow into the great company that it is. If you go to MyPillow.com and you click on Radio Listeners Specials, boom! Incredible discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, so much more. For example, Mike is offering a first-time buy one, get one free offer today on Giza sheets plus free shipping. I sleep on the Giza sheets. You're going to love them. By the way, a MyPillow, you got to get a MyPillow. It makes a great gift, but when you get a MyPillow, you get a great night's sleep. The mattress topper, I have it all. Plus, with this buy one, get one free offer today on Giza sheets plus free shipping, you get your money back guarantee extended to March 1st. How about that? So go to the MyPillow.com page right there, and you click on Radio Listener Specials. Buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets plus free shipping. Are you kidding me? 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I have to tell you, I am not having any stomach issues anymore. I am not having any pain in my arthritis, in my knees, and in my lower back. And it has also helped with my skin. I always had dry skin on my legs, always, even as a child. It's not drastic, but I notice it's just not that dry and scaly anymore. But I just feel like having this fruits and veggies and the fiber in my system, it has helped a lot. And I think it's even, and this just seems crazy, but I know my mental health has improved, and it seemed like it was a gradual thing. It's just amazing. And my husband, he's starting to notice too. He had a disc fused, and he notices when he's reaching back in the chair at night when he's laying and watching TV that his back is not, he doesn't have that pain as much anymore. I hear these women and these men on the radio talk about it, and I just feel like, yep, I believe them. That's me, and I believe everything that they say. Your commercials are not staged. They're real people talking about their real problems that you help them with. I know that the balance of nature is really helping me.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. This is the season that focuses on family, faith, and love. This holiday season, Balance of Nature is offering 25% off, a free travel set, and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This will only be available until the end of the year, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your 401ks, IRAs, and bank accounts. Sounds scary. Yet this has already been done in 8 other countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts from Landmark Capital. Learn how to protect your future, your hard-earned money, by investing in precious metals. When the bail-in happens, you'll be ready. Call Landmark today at 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, or visit LandmarkGold.com. smartwaytobuy.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We want you to go to Italy with us 5 minutes before 9 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer with Joe. We are going. I'm going with Steve Perillo. We're going again. It is all but sold out. And I'm telling you, we have got a lot of people going. We want you to go because every time I talk to somebody about when we went on the last trip, Joe, I wanted to go. I missed it. You're going to Italy? Now is the time to call 800-431-1515 and say, I want to go to Italy with Joey at Steve Perillo. Make it happen, baby. Janice is over there waiting for your call at Perillo. 800-431-1515. All right? It's a Good Friday, Easter Sunday in Rome. With a mass on Easter Sunday. How special is that? The first of 5 intimate group dinners will take place in Rome with a special performance by Steve Perillo and yours truly. That's right. And it's beautiful the way they set it up last time with the linen and the tables. It was like a beautiful nightclub. And then I did a set and Steve came up. It was great. But then we're going to venture to Assisi, the hill town in the Umbria region. The next phase of our trip will be spent in the Tuscan countryside, where we will take daily excursions to historic areas like Siena and Pisa and Florence, Cinque Terre, just to name a few. So I'll see you at all the group dinners, and I expect to join you on some of the selected day trip excursions as well. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. The Perillo Piscopo. This is our second tour. We want you with us. Please visit PerilloTours.com.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. Rob Miller is in for Joe Lumber. Good morning, Rob. How we doing at the Weather Answer Desk this morning, my friend?
Hey, we're going to be a little wet today. We got some off and on rain throughout the daytime today, a little breeze at times, temperatures in the low to mid-40s for the afternoon today. Rain ends, though, this evening, and it looks like it dries out in time for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day celebrations. Clouds breaking for sunshine tomorrow, temperature up to 48 for a high. If you're out for the Times Square ball drop at midnight, temperatures in the low 40s, though it'll still be breezy, so it's going to feel like it's in the 30s, so you're going to want to bundle up if you're going to be out there watching the ball drop tomorrow night. But otherwise, dry weather through the end of the week, temperatures climbing back toward 50 by the end of the weekend.
Rob, well done. Thanks so much. Rob Miller in for Joe Lumber. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 8:57 right now. Right at the top of the hour, Al's going to do the local news for you. Then we'll go to our national news from Salem Media. Then Mike Lindell, CEO and founder of MyPillow, will join us. Mike and I had a great chat yesterday, I think it was. Yeah. And, Mike started, he knew Don Imus inside out and backwards. We want to talk about the late, great Don Imus, you know. I mean, Don really blazed such a path in radio, and he, with respect, he was just really one of the great radio, like him or not, one of the great radio personalities of all time. Mike Lindell is going to tell us his memories of his friend, Don Imus. Colonel Alan West is a great patriot, man. I'll tell you, Alan is a friend. He's a hero. And he's going to join us live at 9:25 right here on AM 970, The Answer. Big Al is here as well. We got a lot going on. And 877-970-2999 is the number if you want to call on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Jersey Joe from New York City.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
41 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Brooklyn woman who was arrested Friday for slapping three Orthodox Jewish women in the face has been arrested again for attacking another Jewish woman Sunday night. Just a day after Tiffany Harris was released without bail for the Friday attack, she was arrested again last night for slugging a 35-year-old in the face on Eastern Parkway. She reportedly told cops that she did slap the woman and that she hates Jews. The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office investigating a double shooting in Jackson Township. Police responded to shots fired early yesterday in a parking lot of the Jackson Crossing Plaza on South Hope Chapel Road to find two men wounded by gunfire. Cops say the shooting is related to a disturbance that occurred earlier at the plaza. Both victims hospitalized. Their current condition has not been announced. In sports, Jets beat the Bills. Giants lost to the Eagles. Islanders over the Wild. The Devils beat the Senators in overtime.